U.S. Navy. That thought got through to him when nothing else had. He could not afford to forget why he was here or whom he represented. Military secrets had been stolen, and if they fell into the wrong hands, American lives would be in jeopardy. Then she turned, and he spotted something on her left shoulder that seemed to flitter in the flickering glow from the candles she'd lighted before starting her erotic exercise. Something silvery and blue. He fiddled with the focus, honing in on it. A tattoo? Of a handsome blue and silver butterfly, wings unfurling, ready to fly free. He should have figured. Everything in her dossier pointed to a free-spirited, no-regrets type. That made her his polar opposite in every way. According to her file, St. George had grown up without a father and trailing after her nomadic, hairstylist mother from town to town. Adam had been raised as the oldest of three kids in a stable, well-to-do military family that set the bar high. His father had also served in the Navy, and upon his retirement had followed the family tradition of going into politics. Adam was expected to follow suit, marry a woman who could navigate that world with ease and aplomb, all the while exhibiting the highest moral conduct. And yet, here you are staring at a naked woman through a telescope. She stretched to the side, giving him a perfect view of the butterfly. Body art had never turned him on before, but something about that tattoo on this woman stirred an unexpected reaction inside him. Sweat broke out on his brow, and he sank his top teeth into his bottom lip, suppressing a groan. She dropped like silk panties to the floor, pressing her belly down flat on the yoga mat stretched over the hardwood flooring, while at the same time angling her fantastic butt into the air. Holy crap. What was this new pose? The erection that had already been straining against his zipper tightened and grew. His blood ran red hot through his veins, and his breath shot out in quick, hard rasps. The bottom of her ponytail grazed the middle of her back just above where her sexy little waist tucked inward. She arched her spine, shifting her position again, putting that impressive little fanny right in his face. His throat constricted. The muscles of her sweet ass were tightly defined, but at the same time utterly feminine. His gaze tracked from the curvy rump to where it joined her thighs that tapered down into long, shapely legs. Her peachy skin glistened with the glossy sheen of exertion. Adam wanted to touch her so badly his hands shook. A woman like that could lead a good man straight to hell with a big grin on his face. Gotta stop this. Gotta stop this now. Otherwise, he was going to unzip his pants and do what came naturally. No. No way. No how. He was known throughout the Office of Naval Intelligence for his self-control. He wasn't about to jack off over the woman he'd been hired to keep under surveillance. That would be unethical and sleazy and... He closed his eyes, took a deep breath, straightened, and finally stepped back from the telescope. He paced the floor, ran a hand over his close-cropped hair, and took several deep breaths to calm his soaring temperature. If she was going to put on that kind of floor show every night, Adam didn't know if he'd survive this assignment. Maybe he could ask Rogers to take the night shift. No. The minute the thought entered his mind, he squelched it. The only thing worse than having to watch her nude yoga routine was the thought of his partner watching her. Never mind that Tim Rogers had just gotten married and was madly in love with his new bride. Adam didn't want the other naval intelligence officer ogling Eva. And why the hell was that? Adam surely didn't know. It was a strange, possessive feeling gnawing at his gut. He didn't want anyone seeing her naked but him. It shocked him, that sudden thought. The door to the apartment opened, and Adam jumped in front of the telescope, arms behind his back, guilt punching him.